For CRI News, I'm Jordan Lee. Premier Li Keqiang has once again stressed that China's primary task is development and that maintaining steady growth is key to resolving problems. The premier made the comments during an inspection tour in Hainan after attending the Boao Forum for Asia. He says China is under great pressure for completing the task of maintaining a steady growth, especially when facing complicated domestic and global environment. He urges local authorities across the country to work out effective plans for advancing reforms, expanding domestic and international markets, and nurturing development. The premier also stated that development must not come at the expense of the environment. The Chinese government is renewing its campaign against the spread of pornography on the internet. The National Anti-Porn Agency announced the Cleaning the Web 2014 campaign on Sunday. A circular released by the agency says thorough checks will be conducted examining websites, search engines, app stores, internet TV USB sticks, and set-top boxes. The campaign will last until November. All online text, pictures, videos, and advertisements containing pornographic materials will be deleted. The campaign is in response to the persistent spread of pornography online, despite multiple previous campaigns. Five people have been detained following a deadly bus accident in South China's Hainan province, which killed 8 students and wounded 32 others. The principal of Xincai School and an investor in the private school are among those who've been arrested, along with the bus driver and an executive with the bus company. The school did not notify local authorities before organizing the outing on Thursday. Police say the road was wet and there is construction underway in the area where the accident happened. The county government has already paid 100,000 yuan, or some $16,000, to the families of each of those who've been killed. Turning to the search effort for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, there are reports that the co-pilot aboard the flight tried to make a phone call before the plane went missing. The reports have not yet been confirmed, but they say a cell tower picked up a signal as the flight was northwest of Malaysia's state of Penang. Malaysia's defense minister says he does not want to speculate on the information, saying it's up to police and international agencies involved in the search for the missing flight to confirm those details. The search for the airplane continues today with 12 planes and 14 ships. Officials say they are confident they know the approximate position of the plane's flight recorders. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency closed-door meeting to discuss the rising tension in Ukraine. Tension in the country increased over the weekend after the Ukrainian government gave pro-Russian demonstrators an ultimatum to disarm or face a full-scale anti-terrorist operation. A security officer and a pro-Russian demonstrator died on Sunday following a confrontation in eastern Ukraine, where demonstrators have seized police and security buildings. Moscow reacted strongly following the deaths, with the country's foreign ministry saying it is outrageous that the Ukrainian government is using armed forces for quelling protests. Russia has called for an end to the use of the military against the Ukrainian people and the start of a national dialogue for the sake of early and radical constitutional reform in Ukraine. The Kenyan government has announced plans to recruit 10,000 new police officers this year to tackle security challenges across the country. The port city of Mombasa, the capital Nairobi, and northern parts of the country have suffered a series of grenade attacks since Kenya sent troops into Somalia to try to subdue Al-Shabaab insurgents it blames for a surge in violence and kidnappings. A forest fire in Chile has now claimed 16 lives. Since it began on Saturday in the hills around the port city of Valparaiso, 500 homes have been destroyed and 10,000 people have had to evacuate neighborhoods. Local officials say the fire is being driven by strong winds coming off the Pacific Ocean. Chilean President Michelle Bachelet visited the town on Sunday after declaring a state of emergency. Part of the fire has been contained, but authorities fear the flames will continue to spread if the wind picks up. The number of deaths following a road crash in eastern Mexico has risen to 36. Local authorities say the crash happened Sunday morning around 4 o'clock when a passenger bus crashed into a trailer in the state of Veracruz. The state's governor says the bus was on its way to Mexico City from a southeastern state. The trailer it hit had been parked on the side of the road and its signal lights had not been turned on. The trailer caught fire after the crash. 4 survivors of the crash have been taken to a local hospital. For CRI News, I'm Jordan Lee here in Beijing.